自从有记忆以来，我至少每个礼拜来一次。
And it's been awesome.
太奇妙了。
Growing up in EVCC, I learned many Christian morals in Sunday school that I hold dear even to this day.
从小在天城长大，我学到不少的基督的真理，至今还管用。
In the next few minutes, I'd like to give a testimony on the important role Christianity has played in my life as a high schooler.
在以下几分钟里，我要做个见证，见证基督真理在我高中生活中所起重要的模范作用。
There was one particular incident during my junior year that helped me realize just how strong my Christian morals were.
我在读高一的时候，有一件事情使我感受到道德规范的强烈的感动。
It was around 6 p.m. after my winter track practice.
有一天冬季田径训练后的下午6:00
I had to run to my locker to get a textbook or something.
我回到我的储藏箱取东西。
On the way to my locker, I noticed a wad of cash lying on the floor of the hallway.
我在过道上看到一叠钞票。
Without thinking twice, I picked up the money and gave it to a nearby teacher, explaining to him that I found it on the floor.
我想都不想，顺手捡起，就交给附近的老师，说是地上捡的。
Then I continued on to my locker, thinking that that was the end of it.
然后我就奔回储藏箱，心里想事情，这事情该结束了。
Well, it wasn't.
没想到并没有结束。
It turns out that the teacher who I gave the money to was so surprised that I didn't just pocket it, that he told the vice principal about my good deed.
没想到那位老师收到钱觉得很惊讶，我为什么不把钱放进自己腰包？于是他you go ahead.
The vice principal called me to his office to commend me for my outstanding moral conduct and informed me that the wad of cash amounted to almost $200.
于是他就把这件好事报告给副校长，副校长就把我叫到办公室，表扬了我。
For some reason, he also decided to email all the teachers about it, and they all congratulated me.
于是呢，他就把这个 email 告诉了全校的老师，并说差不多有200多块钱。他说，他们老师都祝贺我。
Though I only told a few close friends about it, word spreads really quickly in high school, and soon, my entire grade knew about what I had done.
虽然我把这件事告诉一些好朋友。但是这件事很快就传开了，几乎整个年级都知道了这件事。
One of my non-Christian friends approached me and asked, "How did you do it?"
有一位非基督朋友走过来问我，你为什么这样做
？It was then that I realized that everyone else thought that I had acted irrationally.
我这才明白，我确实好像是做了一件傻事。
If the average person stumbled across $200 on the floor, with no one around. He or she would probably do a little dance and pocket it.
一般人走路在边上贴到一叠钞票，环顾四周无人，一般都会毫不犹豫地放进自己的腰包。
However, my Christian morals taught to me by EBCC set me apart from the average person.
但是我在天城教会学到的基督的真理道德观，把我从众人中分别出来。
You see, it never even occurred to me to keep the money.
我从来没有贪心想到要把这钱放进自己的腰包。
All I wanted to do was to return that money to whoever lost it.
只想到物归原主。
After all, I figured it's what Jesus would have done.
这正是基督也会这样做的。
But my non-Christian friend just couldn't believe that it gave up $200 without even thinking about keeping it.
但是我那位基督朋友就不可思议，我为什么想都不想就放弃了这200元。
So when he asked me how I did it, I responded by telling him I'm a Christian.
他问我为什么，那我就回答说，因为我是基督徒。
I eventually invited him to this church called Metro.
我后来就带他去了 Metro 教会。
And I invited him to Metro, not EBCC, was because I was afraid our church was a bit too formal for him, and it might make him feel uncomfortable.
我没带他来天城教会。因为我顾虑到，天城好像有点比较 formal， 比较正规，他会一时受不了。
But eventually he began to attend Metro every week.
他就开始每个礼拜去 Metro 那个教会了。
And this is actually one of the reasons why I've been going to Metro for the past few months. It's because I wanted to support him as he learned more about Christ.
这就是为什么最近几个月来我常去 Matthew， 就是为了帮助他更多的认识基督。
We have some pretty serious discussions every once in a while.
我们互相常有严肃的讨论。
During one of these discussions, he told me that I've been one of the biggest positive influences he's had in his life.
有一次他对我说，我在他生命中有着非常积极的影响。
Hearing this just made me feel really, really good.
听到这些我非常兴奋。
It felt amazing to know that God was using me to bring my friend to him.
太奇妙了，神在使用我，把这位朋友带到基督的面前。
And it made me even more thankful for this church for building those strong morals in me, as I was able to use those morals to turn in a large sum of money and ultimately to bring a non-Christian closer to God.
我更感激教会教导我真理的基础，使我会拾金不昧，并且最终感动了那位基督朋友。并把他带到了主的面前。
I do have to admit that I had a lot of support keeping me on that straight road of morality.
我要承认，在基督真理的道路上，我得到了不少的帮助和支持。
I was kept accountable on more than one occasion by close Christian friends who were in similar situations as I was. For example, Tim Pai, Janelle, Jeremy, and Yuhan all kept me accountable.
我要感谢我的基督同伴，如 Tim Pai。Janelle, Jeremy, and Yuhan.
I also received guidance and helpful advice from many people who were more spiritually mature than I was. The most notable ones being Caleb and Mike Shum.
我要特别感谢在灵命上引导我的长者，如 Caleb 跟 Michael Shum.
And both of them are my role models.
他们是两位是我学习的楷模。
The youth group counselors, Uncle Joe and Auntie Helen.And my youth group peers have also been very helpful with helping me understand the Bible, which is very confusing at sometimes.
圣经有时很难读，但是我在我们青年组的老师 Uncle Joe and Andy Helen 的带领和帮助下，我和青年组同伴们都对学习圣经有了更好的了解和理解。
Also, my parents have raised me with an emphasis on politeness and good morals.
我的父母从小就教育我要有要注重礼貌。而且要有好的道德观。
They've always encouraged me to do the right thing.
他们经常鼓励我要做好事。
My little brother Jake, believe it or not, has also helped me resist temptations I've encountered in high school.
信不信，其实我的弟弟 Jake, 他也在帮助我在学校里抵挡那种引诱。
I definitely feel pressured to be a good moral role model for him, so he can look up to me.
我有负担要为他树立一个好的榜样。
Hopefully, seven years from now, when he's in my position, he'll not only be as good-looking as I am, but he'll also be able to give an even better testimony on how God used him to do amazing things.
我希望七年以后的今天，Jake 呢也会，他不仅会长得跟我一样漂亮，而且也会像我一样在这里做一个更加美妙，更加奇妙的见证。
The topic of my college essay was actually about morality.
我考大学的作文的主题是道德观。
I wrote about how I resisted the temptation to cheat on the PSATs, even though everyone else in the room was cheating.
我写了自己是怎样抵挡考试时的作弊的引诱，尽管在考场的很多人都在作弊那个时候。
I ended the essay with a pretty awesome Bible verse that I'd like to end this testimony with as well.
作文的结尾，我引用了一段奇妙的经文，也是作为今天我的 testimony 的结论。
Job chapter 27 verse 6 says, "I will maintain my righteousness and never let go of it. My conscience will not reproach me as long as I live."
约伯记27章第六节，我持定我的意，必不是放松，在世的日子，我心必不责备我。
This verse sums up the code in which I live by.
这段经文总结了我生活的准则。
As long as I adhere to my personal morals and resist temptation, I can live a life with no regrets.
只要我坚守我所信的道德真理，抵挡引诱，我就能有无悔的生命。
But more importantly, I can live a life glorifying God.
更重要的是，我可以一生荣耀主。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
The next one to share is Yuhan Su. 下一位分享的是玉涵。
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yuhan, and I'm one of the graduating seniors this year.
Yeah, 早安，弟兄姐妹，我的名字叫雨涵，是其中今年毕业的毕业生之一。
I first came to EBCC in 8th grade when I was barely a believer.
我第一次到天成教会是在八年级的时候，当时仅是一个初信者。
Now, more than 4 years later, I realize how much this church has helped my family and me.
四年以后，四年多以后，我意识到这个教会给了我还有我们家庭很大的帮助。
I've grown up a lot spiritually thanks to the guidance of the people in this church, especially that of the youth group counselors, Uncle Joe and Aunt Helen, Uncle Tommy, and the King family.
让我能够在这个有圣灵的环境中成长。非常感谢青少年团契的指导Uncle Joe, Uncle Tommy, Auntie Helen, 还有 Auntie Tammy 他们所做的一切。
金牧师一家人。
还有金牧师一家人也。
They've taught me so many things and given me great spiritual advice, whether it was from one-on-one talks or during Bible studies.
他们给了我很多圣灵上的鼓励和教导，不论是在一对一的谈话当中，还是在圣经的学习当中。
I've also become close friends with people through the youth group, and they've been my brothers and sisters in Christ, who I trust I will continue to have close relationships with in college.
我也成为一些我们青少年团契的很多人当中成为我的朋友他们呢是我在基督生命当中的弟兄姐妹我很相信他们也会继续和他们保持密切的联系，即便是上大学以后。
High school has been a long ride, to say the least.
高中生活太长了。
The schoolwork, sports, SATs.Friendships and relationships, it's been difficult for me to keep my relationship with God at a positive level at all times.
因为有很多学校的工作呀，还有一些运动的项目啊，还有SAT 要准备 SAT 啊，包括和朋友的关系也不好啊什么的，所以呢，让我觉得能够和神有一个正确的沟通的时候也挺难的，其实就是。
I've doubted God. I've been mad at God. I've ignored God many times in these 4 years.
我也曾过怀疑，也生气，甚至忽略神的存在，在这四年当中。
So thanks to the strong Christian foundation this church has helped me build, I've been able to use the bad experiences to grow closer to God, to humble myself, and to strengthen my faith.
但是呢，还是非常感谢我们这个。非常这个圣灵很强的这个基督的教会，我们这个天成教会非常感谢他们能够帮助我，能够克服这一切，让我能够在这种不好的经历当中，能够更亲近神，也能够让我自己呢更谦虚，能够让增加我在圣灵当中的这种经验吧。
God has guided me through many decisions in high school, like not cheating on a test, or not drinking at a party when everyone else is, or even deciding which college to go to.
也神呢指导我在这个高中过程当中做出很多的决定，包括就是所有人都做的我不一定去做，比如说像考试作弊啦，什么 开晚会喝酒啦，什么这些事情，对我都是能够按照神的话语去做。
In college, I hope to have confidence in Christ and continue on working on becoming a better Christian.
在今后的大学当中，我也希望我能够坚定自己的这个基督里的信心，能够继续努力做一个更好的基督徒。
I realize that the worldly temptations in college will be even greater, especially since I won't have my parents or the church or my Christian friends there to help me.
我也意识到在今后大学的生活当中这个世界有很多的诱惑特别是没有家长在旁边能够帮助我做出一个什么所谓正确的决定。
I'll be on my own and it'll be hard in the beginning. But I'll have all the lessons I've learned from this church and I'll have God with me.
我将会自己做决定，我会也会面临很多困难，特别是在刚开始的时候，但是呢我有信心，因为神都会与我在一起。
Just to conclude, I wanted to share a part of the passage from the Bible that helped me make my college decision.
我想跟弟兄姐妹分享一段经文啊，作为我的结束。这段经文呢，也帮助了我在最后决定去哪一所大学的时候，起了很大的帮助。
It's from Isaiah 55 verses 8, 12, and 13.
就是以赛亚书第五十五章第八节、第十二节和第十三节。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the fields will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the pine tree, and instead of the briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting sign which will not be destroyed.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。你们必欢欢喜喜而出来，平平安安蒙引导。大山小山必在你们面前发声歌唱，田野的树木也都拍掌。松树长出代替的荆棘，凡石长流长出代替的荻棘。这要为耶和华留名，作为永远的证据，不能剪除。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
Now Timothy Chen will share with us. Timothy 现在跟我们分享。
Before he starts, 他最后一分钟给我 gave me this last minute, so I'm sorry if I didn't prepare well. 对不起 we didn't practice. So,
hi, 大家早 good morning.
早安
早安 don't worry. This is not my baptism testimony, so I'll keep it short.
请不要担心，这不是我的受浸的见证，所以我会尽量短一点。
I have to say that I'm glad that I've grown to know many of you as brothers and sisters over the years.
我很高兴，我能够认识弟兄姐妹，到成长到目前为止。
I guess that's what happens when you're with this church, when you move to three different locations and over 18 years, you get to know everyone.
我必须说，你一直在这个教会里面，你就认识很多人，因为里面有一直换来换去。
Sometimes I think that growing up in the same fellowship like definitely has its benefits.
有时候我认为，在同样这个聚会团契，成长是有它的好处。
Like, you know all the young adults?
你知道很多年轻的大人。
You get to make fun of those young adults.
那你也可以很无拘无束的跟他们乱开玩笑。
Very easily.
很容易可以跟他们开玩笑。
And you get to eat all the good stuff from the kitchen, which is only for kitchen workers.
那你也可以跑到厨房去做去吃那些他们厨房服侍童工他们亲手做的的东西好吃的东西
But of course like you also get to develop your faith through experience
但是最重要的你能够经历神然后提升你自己对神的信仰
I want to take this time now to thank the congregation and God for nursing me from spiritual milk to solid food
我要借这个机会谢谢弟兄姐妹让我能够在这个教会你们供应我从属灵的牛奶能够吃到属灵的干粮
From Bible lessons to full sermons
从查经一直到讲道
But this church has always told me the truth of the gospel
这个教会一直教导我什么是真理
From the counselors and young adults, I learned how to apply those messages.
从年轻的辅导们以及年轻的大人 能够让我学习怎么去应用这些道理。
From the elders, I learned the meaning of perseverance.
从那些年长的弟兄姐妹，我也学会如何去忍耐。
From this fellowship alone,
就光借着这个交通彼此兄弟姐妹的交通。
Over the years, I have seen Christ's work through all of us.
我这么多年来，我看到神真是在弟兄姐妹当中有他奇妙的作为。
Even now, I can see how blessed we are as Christ's body.
Even 到现在为止，我能够看出神我们这个神的肢体我们的成长。
One of the hard lessons that I have learned through the years.
最困难的一些教训，我在这几年所学到的功课
，is that we are always so ready to abandon him.
就是我们很容易就是准备要抛弃我们的神。
Even though he says he will never forsake his people.
但是他从来不会离弃他的儿女。
So I want to thank God for leading this church over the years as it has led me.
我要感谢神，他借着这个教会这么多年来带领我。
I thank him for the blessings of fellowship and love.
我谢谢他，帮助我能够在爱中，能够弟兄姐妹爱中，在爱中彼此交通。
When I was younger, maybe four years ago.
当我年轻一点的时候，也许四年前吧。
I used to believe that Christians were responsible. In the end, they were responsible only for themselves.
我一直都觉得我们基督徒是对自己负责就好了。
We walk with people here on earth, yet we are always alone.
我们跟其他的人同样在这个地球上生活，但是我们是单独自己的。
I'll admit that I've come to realize that we have a duty here as well.
我现在有点觉得我们现在这世上有我们该有的责任。
We have a responsibility for building and defending this church.
我觉得我们有这个责任来护卫来保护神的身体，我们这个教会。
This body of Christ.
这神的身体。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide us and lead us and not be hidden.
我祈求，圣灵能够继续指引我们，带领我们。
I pray for the continuing strength of every single member of our fellowship.
我祈求，继续圣灵在我们，每个人弟兄姐妹身上。
That we will honor him in deeds and words.
然后我们就能够，荣耀神，然后在我们的生活上，在我们的行为上，在我们的话语上。
And as I have heard for the past few minutes, I also pray for all the seniors as well.
就像我刚刚听到一些这些见证，我同样的也是愿意祝福这些十二年级的弟兄姐妹。
That we hold fast to this path that's given to us.
我们能够坚守神给我们这些目前所拥有的。
And that wherever we may go, we may find a church that's.Which foundation is set solid in Christ?
无论我们去哪里，希望我们能够找到一个教会是很坚固的一个基础。
And of course, if they have time to come back and visit.
如果有时间的话，盼望我们十二年级这些能够回来，常常回来来探望各位弟兄姐妹。
I understand that that's a hard commitment for some of the seniors who are going to, several states over.
我知道对有些要到外州去读书的人也许有点困难。
That I understand like how hard it is.
我了解是有点困难。
So in a way, sometimes I appreciate that I'm only 45 minutes away.
所以就光这一点我觉得蛮很感谢的。But 我要去的地方只离这边45分钟。
But I truly hope that, I'll be able to see all of you once again.
但是我的确是希望我能够常常再见到你们。
And when we do, we can praise God for who He is.
当我们见面的时候，我们能够更多的常赞美我们的神。
And for Christ's love.
因为他就是那一位神，并且我们感谢然后借着主耶稣的爱。
Our salvation by grace.
我们的蒙恩是因着恩典。
Thank you.
谢谢。
All right, the next one to share is a parent. 下一位要分享的是一位家长Sister Helen.
Dear brothers and sisters, we have come together today to give praise to God for the wonderful works that He has done in all of us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们今天在这里来赞美神在我们身上的作为。
Especially in these young people who are graduating this June.
特别是在今年六月要毕业的这些年轻人身上。
As I look at you sitting there so beautiful and handsome.
我看到你们坐在那里是如此的英俊潇洒。
My memory of you went back to the day when you came into the youth group.
我的记忆带我回到当你们当初进入青少年团契的时候。
And for even some of you, you went back to the time when you were toddlers.
有的时候，有的你们是甚至于到幼童的时候。
You were running around chasing after one another.
你们彼此的追逐。
And not having a care in the world.
实在对这个世界一点都不在意。
But today you have grown up.And ready to meet the challenges in colleges.
而今天你们长大了，你们愿意接受对在大学里的挑战。
I have spent many Sunday schools and Friday night Bible studies with you in these past 6 years.
在过去的六年里，我在主日、在周五的晚上与你们相聚的这段时间。
And have watched how God has changed each one of you.
我看到神在你们身上的改变。
You have gone from coming to church so that you can spend time with your friends.
门道会是为了要跟朋友在一起。
And to come to church so that you can worship God and learn more about Him.
而如今你们到教会是为了要认识神，要为了要敬拜神。
When you came into the youth group, you already knew a lot of Bible stories.
你们当你们到当初到青少年团契的时候，你们已经知道许多圣经的故事。
But today you see God's will for you in these stories.
可是现在你们在这些故事里寻求神对你们的旨意。
When we encourage you to memorize important chapters in the Bible,
我们鼓励你们来背诵这些经文。
You did it eagerly.Chapter after chapter,
你们实在是非常愿意一篇一篇的来记住他们。
And you grew in the Lord and hid His word in your heart.
你们在基督里成长，把他的话语放在你们的心里。
From our lesson discussions, I saw that God is real in your lives.
在我们讨论的课程里，我看到神是在你们心中是真实的。
Jesus Christ is not just a person you read in the Bible, but He is truly your Savior and Lord.
耶稣基督不是仅仅是你们在圣经中所读的一个人物，而实在是你们的救主。
I do not know when nor how the Lord had done these changes in your lives.
我实在不知道什么时候神在你们的身上做了改变。
But I just thank Him and praise Him for all that He has done already.
我实在只有感谢也赞美。
But one thing I know that His work in you is not done yet.
可是我还是知道他在你们的身上的所要成就的还没有完成。
Soon you will be going to colleges away from the watchful eyes of your parents.
你们即将就要上大学了，要离开父母眼目之下。
You will be on your own, living among people who may not have the same faith as you.
你们将要在一群不认识神的当中来独立的生活。
You will be, this will be a true testing ground of your faith.
这将是你最真实的试验。
Will you still get up early to go to worship God on Sundays?
在主日的早晨，你还会早起去敬拜神吗？
Will you seek out a good Bible study group so you can continue to grow in Christ?
你会在寻找好的查经的伙伴来追求神的真道吗？
Will you continue to devote time to read the Bible and pray each day?
你会在每一天来把时间分别出来，来亲近神，来祷告神吗？
Will you still fear God and seek to please Him each day?
你还会仍然会继续的在每一天，因为敬畏神而寻求如何的来在取他的喜悦。
Or will you compromise and give in to your friends when they pressure you to do something that you know that God is not pleased?
还是你会顺着你朋友的建议而做出神不喜悦的事呢？
Will you give in to temptation just because everyone else is doing it?
你会顺着试探因为其他的人都是这么做？
I do not know.
我并不知道。
But this I know, that it is God who makes both me and you stand firm in Christ.
可是我知道这一个，是神让你和我在他面前能够站立得住。
So I trust in the Lord.
所以我信靠神。
And will continue to remember all of you in my prayer each day.
在我每天的祷告里头，我会纪念你们。
As Paul said,being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
就像保罗所说的，在主里头，我们又有蛮有信心，因为他会带着我们在基督里完成他所要的旨意。
After spending all this time with you,
跟你们在一起的这段时日，
I feel that you all are my sons, not just Aaron.
不仅仅是 Aaron， 你们都是我的孩子。
As you know, moms always repeat themselves over and over again, fearing that you may forget some important points.
你们也知道，妈妈总是喜欢一次又一次的重复，就是怕你们忘记。
So therefore, allow me to use this time to remind you once again.
让我再用这一段的时间，再一次的来提醒你。
When you are in the colleges.As the Bible recorded in 1 Peter 5:8-9.
当你在大学的时候，在彼得前书第五章第八节和第九节是这么记的。
Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him and stand firm in the faith.
要谨守，要警醒。因为你的仇敌魔鬼就像吼叫的狮子，到处游行，为了要寻求可吞吃的人。
Satan will use all kinds of temptation to distract you in your pursuit of the Lord.
撒旦会利用各样的事情来抵挡你寻求神。
As we had just gone over in the book of Hebrews,
就像我们刚刚学过的希伯来书。
You know that you were redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
你知道你是因着耶稣基督的宝血所救赎回来的。
You have not only received a great salvation, but you also have received the heavenly calling.
你不仅仅是得到那救恩，你也得到了属天的呼召。
Your goal, your vocation, your main job is to serve God.
你的一切，你的抱负，实在是应该是为了服侍神。
Your secondary job, or your avocation,Which is what you do while you are on earth, maybe a scientist or an engineer or something else.
而你在属世的才是那些或者是成为一个科学家，或者是engineer 工程师。
Therefore, as you pursue in your studies.Do not get your vocation and avocation or your primary and secondary jobs mixed up.
所以在你学习的过程中，不要让你的主要的和次要的，让你属世的和属天的搞混了。
Serve God and live for Him.
服侍神，为他而活。
Seek Him and see what is His will for you.
寻求他，寻求他在你身上的旨意。
As you will find out, colleges offer many interesting things.
你将会看到在大学里实在是有很多好玩的事。
And you may want to get involved in many of them.
你可能想要参与各项的事情。
But remember, You have a race marked out for you already by God.
可是你要记得，在这个跑场上，主已经为你了设定了他的旨意。
So do not let anything hinder you or make you stray from the course.
实在不要让任何的事情把你引到别的路上去。
Your goal is Christ Himself until Christ is formed in you.
你的目标是主耶稣，直到主耶稣在你身上完全的成就。
As you yourself had told us many times, this world is not your home. Your citizenship is in heaven.
你自己也告诉过我们，在这个世界上，这个世界实在不是你的家，你实在是天国的子民。
So do not do what the world does. The world's standard is not your standard.
不要随着世界的潮流而行，世界的标准不是你的标准。
As you have memorized in the book of Romans already, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Seek God's good, pleasing, and perfect will.
就像你所背诵的，在罗马书十二章，不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。更重要的是要求神纯全可喜悦的旨意。
Live for Him.
为他而活。
The next one to share is another parent, Sister Kathy. 下一位要跟我分享的是另外一个家长，李冠芬姐妹。
各位弟兄姐妹们，大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，让我今天有机会在这里能够做一点见证。
I thank the Lord for giving me this time to share my testimony with you.
今天的聚会呢，是为着教会有好几位十二年级的孩子们今年要上大学所做的主日感恩聚会。
Today is a Thanksgiving gathering to celebrate our high school seniors' graduation to college.
我儿子也是其中的一个。
My son is one of them.
这位就是。大家看到那些相片啊。
Can everyone see those pictures?
看到一个孩子是从一个小 baby 成长到比母亲还要高的一个孩子。
If you pay attention, you could see that there was once a baby that is now even taller than I am.
我想这是许多父母亲的骄傲。
There's no doubt that every parent is proud of their child.
当初我来到美国是为了我自己的前途。
When I first came to the U.S., I was looking for a better future for myself.
我要有一个好的工作。
I wanted a better job.
我要赚很多很多的钱。
I wanted to earn a lot of money.
我要住很大的房子。
I wanted to live in a big house.
我要有一个很好的车子开。
And I wanted a really good car.
还有很多很多的梦想。
I had many desires.
后来我留下来是为了孩子的前途。
But in the end, it was for my son.
我对他也有相同的期待。
I wanted him to have everything.
而且加上他要上一个很好的大学。
And on top of that, I wanted him to go to a really good college.
可是我的人生并不是如我想象一样的一帆风顺。
But our life was not according to plan.
我的儿子是在一个单亲家庭里面长大的。
My son grew up in a single parent family.
虽然有很多的亲人在旁边。
And even though there was a lot of family around.
但是却没有人能够取代父亲的角色。
No one could substitute for a father.
而做母亲的我对他有一个很大的亏欠。
In my heart, this was my biggest disappointment.
他小学的时候，学校老师要他画我的家庭。
One day in elementary school, his teacher wanted him to draw a picture of his family.
他的家庭是妈妈、自己、阿姨和表哥。
His picture included a mom, himself, his cousin, and an aunt.
从来没有父亲这个角色。
But he never included his father.
他从来也不问我父亲在哪里。
And he never asked where was his father.
他没有选择他的出生、他的父母。
He did not have a choice of his birth or his parents.
所以我很努力的，很努力的要去弥补这个缺陷。
So I worked extremely hard to fill this gap in his heart.
我要做的比别人好。
I wanted to work better than others.
我要他过得和别的孩子一样。
And I wanted him to be better than other kids.
而且我甚至要比他比别的孩子更好。
And I wanted him to be extremely better than other kids.
六年前，我的母亲过世。
Six years ago, my mother passed away.
我就带着儿子第一次走进教会。
And I took my child to enter the church for the first time.
那也是我第一次对神有更进一步的接触。
This was the first time that I even started to think about God.
他那时候快十二岁，正是青少年的时候。
At the time, he was 12 years old, entering his teenage years.
刚来教会的几个月。
When we first came to the church for the first couple of years,
我是有一点点的抗拒。
I was a little bit hesitant.
但是因为我的儿子要来。
But because my son wanted to come.
他想要参加星期五晚上青少年的查经。
And because he also wanted to join the Friday night Bible study.
我借着他的鼓励。
I followed his encouragement.
我就不再抗拒地来到教会。
And I was no longer hesitant to come to church.
我从此就被神深深地吸引了。
And from then on, I followed God.
神真是为我们母子预备了最好的时间。
God truly prepared the best time for us to come to his church.
我刚来天成的时候
When we first came to EBCC
同年龄的孩子大概有十几个
There are about 10 teenagers in the English group
我的儿子很快的就融入了他们
And my son very quickly became one of them
我们大家一起参加主日敬拜一起参加星期五晚上的查经聚会
We would worship together and go to Friday night Bible study together
他们一起出去打球一起钓鱼
We would go out to play ball and go fishing.
儿子马上就感受到教会的孩子和外面的孩子是不一样的。
My son soon felt that this group was different from others.
大家都很有爱。
Everyone was friendly.
神的恩典实在是太多了。
And God's grace flowed abundantly.
这几年我们有五六个家庭。
For the past few years, five or six families.
我们一起固定参加五月份国商节四天的退休会。
Have been attending the 4-day Memorial Day retreat.
孩子们把这几天当成是他们的假日。
These 4 days were like a vacation to the children.
而且我们父母亲也很开心地和他们在一起聚会。
And we parents were happy to enjoy the worship with them.
我们一起听同样的信息，回家的路上还可以一起讨论。
We listened to the same messages and would be able to have discussions on the way home.
我们享受一起在主内的成长。
We learned and grew in Christ together.
主要我们不可停止聚会。
God did not want us to stop meeting together.
我们也一直参加星期五晚上的查经聚会。
So we continued attending the Friday night Bible studies.
大家可以彼此代祷，彼此关怀，彼此学习。
We cared and prayed for each other, and we learned from each other.
神所预备的都是最好的。
God prepared the best for us in those days.
我们都很珍惜这段时间。
And we really appreciated His work.
孩子们渐渐长大了。
As my son grew up,
他们开始有自己的想法和看法。
He had his own thoughts.
尤其我们是移民来的父母亲。
Because we were immigrants,
和这里成长的孩子受教育的，他们的看法有一点不一样。
Our thinking was often different from those of the children.
感谢主为我们预备了圣经。
Thank the Lord that He gave us the Bible.
神的话是最可靠的。
His word is faithful.
当我们有不同的看法的时候
Whenever we had opposing views,
我们会回到圣经看神怎么说，神怎么做。
We would always return to the word and see what God would do.
这是最万无一失的方法。
This is the surest way.
因为我们的神是永远不会错的。
Because our God is never wrong.
信主的这几年
Since I became a Christian,
我的人生有很大的改变。
My life has changed.
我的想法也不一样了。
My thinking is different as well.
虽然人生有很多的缺陷。
Although I have many shortcomings.
但是天父的爱胜过了一切。
The love of our Father in heaven overcomes.
他补足了我们所有的缺乏。
He filled our every need.
我多年来对儿子亏欠的重担我也卸下来了。
And took away my years of disappointment and burden.
我无法改变已成的事实。
I can't change the past.
但是我却能够改变我的心态。
But I have changed now.
我也鼓起勇气和儿子在这件事情上面有一点交通。
I can now communicate with my son.
靠着主的恩典。
Through God's grace.
我们两个都真正的释放了。
Our lives are relieved.
有主的爱，主的平安在我们的家。
God's love and peace fill our home.
我们没有任何的缺乏。
And we are no longer short of anything.
一年多以前，儿子受洗归入主的门下。
One year ago, my son was baptized.
去年开始，这些年轻的孩子们也开始在教会有一些服事。
And last year, some of us children began to serve in the church.
看到他们的服事。
Watching them serve.
我们做父母亲的很开心。
We parents are extremely proud.
但是我知道我们的神更开心。
But I know that our God is even more proud.
因为神的家要靠年轻的一代来做复兴的工作。
Because the house of God needs the young generations to revive his work.
今年儿子要上大学了。
My son this year is going to college.
这是他人生中很重要的一个阶段。
This is an important step of his life.
他们要离家住校。
He has to leave his home.
他们的生活要自己打理。
He has to take care of himself every day.
我没有办法每天替他洗衣煮饭。
I won't be able to do his laundry or cook for him anymore.
他必须要学习独立。
He has to learn to be independent.
我们一切只有依靠主，仰望主。
We only have the Lord to rely on.
求主为他们预备适合的室友。
We pray that God will prepare a good roommate.
走在主的道路上面。
And that they will continue walking on the Lord's path.
他们有更好的团契。
That they will have a good fellowship.
弟兄姐妹们能够互相扶持。
And that they can all help each other.
感谢主，这些孩子们在年少的时候就信主了。
We thank the Lord that these children came to know God in their younger years.
享受主恩。
They have enjoyed God's grace.
他们一直走在主的道路上面，不会被世界所吸引，并且与主同行。
I hope they will continue walking on the Lord's path with God and not be affected by the world.
孩子是耶和华交给我们的产业。
Children are the inheritance that God entrusted with us.
我们做父母亲的要好好的管理这产业。
As parents, we must take good care of these inheritance.
要尽我们的责任。当我们见主面的时候，我们才能够交账，不至于羞愧。
So that when we come face to face with our God, we will not be ashamed.
我们是天父所爱的儿女。
We are our Heavenly Father's beloved.
我们要专心地仰赖主。
We must trust in the Lord.
求主赐福并保护他们。
And pray for his protection.
让他们不遇见试探，远离凶恶，完全地依靠主。
And keep them away from temptation and the evil one.
接下来我们有几位父母亲。
We will now have a couple of the parents.
我们要用几首诗歌，还有神的话。
They will be we will be using hymns and God's word.
来献上我们对我们的孩子的祝福以及祷告。
To pray for our children and bless them.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
是天父所爱的儿女，什么是叫你们担忧，将一切事交托给主。请看野地百合花，谁在细心照顾他们？请看天上是天父所爱的儿女，什么是叫你们担忧，将一切事交托给主。
congratulations. 做父母亲的会为你们每日的屈膝祷告。
As your parents, every day we will be on our knees praying for you.
今后无论你们往哪里去。
Pastor King will now give us his exhortation. Brother Tommy will translate. 请弟兄现在给我们给毕业生一些勉励。Tommy 弟兄翻译。
弟兄姊妹们平安
Peace in the Lord, brothers and sisters.
我刚刚就在想，但愿我一直停在刚刚那个诗歌里头。
I was thinking that I wish I could just stand still, let time stand still in those hymns.
这些父母们发了很多的心思，在祷告，在信息里面来勉励他们的孩子们。
These parents spend so much time in prayers and in encouragement.
我也发现教会的辅导们今天很用心，让这些四年级的以上的通通坐在这里听。
And I give thanks that the counselors by design leave the fourth and fifth and sixth graders in today's service.
你看四年级的，再过七年八年以后，你们也要在这里做你们要离开家上学上大学的见证。
In a matter of 7 to 8 years, you may be one of those who will make testimony to the Lord before you go to college.
在这里十几年来，一年一年送走一批一批的年轻人。
In the past decade or so, we send groups and groups of teenagers to college.
你们离开父母要到新的学校去。
You're going to leave your family, your home, and your parents to go to pursue college education.
这意味着说我们的人生里面你自己要有一个选择。
It signifies that you have made a decision in your life.
而且你要自己靠着神给你的恩典，所有父母师长给你的教导，你要面临一切的挑战。
By the grace of God, you're going to face a new challenge in college, and based upon all the support and all the knowledge,And all the church truth that you have received.
许多的关系也要有些调整。
There are adjustments to certain relationships.
今天你到今天为止，你好像父母跟你讲话，还是父母跟儿子讲话。
As of today, when your parents speak to you, it is like a parent speaking to a child.
两个月以后，父母跟孩子讲话，必须要进到朋友的关系。
In a matter of 2 months when you are in college, perhaps your parents will speak to you like a good friend.
什么是我们生命中最重要的选择和有最重要的关系？
What are the most important decisions and relationships in your life?
是你的学校吗？
Is it your college education?
你选择再好的学校，四年，最多十年，你要离开那个学校。
In 4 years, and at best,Maybe 10 years, you will leave that college.
我讲十年不是说你一直读读毕业不了啊。
I'm not saying that you flunk in college.
可能雨涵摆在你前面有很长的书要读，对不对？
Yeah, perhaps like Yuhan, there was a long way in college for her to complete.
什么是你最要选择？你认为是你的工作场所吗？
Is it your career that you're pursuing?
你的事业吗？
Is it your profession?
再好的工作，再伟大的事业，三十年、四十年就要过去。
The best job, the most successful career, will call it a day in 30 to 40 years.
那你说，那么是我的婚姻、我的家庭咯
？So is it my family and my marriage life?
你跟你儿女的关系，最好的关系在二十年以内。
Your best relationship with between parents and child.Will happen in a span of 20 years.
你跟你的丈夫跟妻子的关系再好，五六十年之内。
Spousal life, perhaps 50 to 60 years.
如果你没有用一个永恒的眼光来看今天你所做的工作，你所做的选择，还有你跟人之间的关系的话，那么这些都会过去。
If you lack in spiritual discernment, then all this relationship will pass away quickly.
有什么秘诀？什么样的关系能够使我们今生所有的努力带着永恒的价值
？What is the secret, or what kind of relationship you're going to pursue so that all these efforts and accomplishments in your life will have an eternal meaning？
今天在诗歌里面，我们唱到一首诗歌说，我很难再拥有我儿童时候的欢颜的笑容。
And in one of those hymns today, you said.It is impossible for me to retain the smiles of my childhood.
许多美好的礼物迟早都要过去。
So many lovely presents, they will pass away.
但是我确实能够举起双手对神的颂赞感恩永远不停止。
But certainly I can lift up my hands to give thanks incessantly to the Lord.
今天我要用三个关系名称来对弟兄姊妹有点勉励。
Today, I'm going to use 3 name designations of relationships as mutual edification for brothers and sisters.
当两个礼拜的以前，当我有一天早上起来，思想突然冒出这三个名词。
2 weeks ago, while I was doing my devotion, all of a sudden, these 3 name designations came to me.
我觉得很不合适，这个我应该跟弟兄姊妹讲一点，你出去大学要怎么做，怎么会来讲这三个名词呢？
I wasn't sure that it was appropriate.To use this as my sermon content rather than just give you some encouragements to go to college.
可是今天我在听完父母跟这个辅导们的分享勉励的时候，我觉得这三个名词现在在我面前，我觉得是神要给我的今天的信息。
But today I'm convinced that this is what God asked me to do, especially having heard the testimonies of the parents.
什么叫做信徒呢？
So, what is meant by a believer?
简单的说，信徒的定义就是接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
A simple definition of a believer is a sinner who accepted Christ as the personal savior.
你敢公开承认耶稣就是那个救我的基督？
And you courageously proclaim that Jesus is the Christ who saved me.
所以在我们当中的大部分、绝大部分都是信徒。
So the majority of us here are believers.
可是神对我们的心意不只停在信徒。
But God's heart and will for us is for us not to stop just being a believer.
他要我们进入门徒的关系。
He wants us to get into a relationship of being a disciple.
门徒就是能够见证耶稣基督是我个人的主。
A disciple is one who will manifest that Jesus is indeed your savior.
不只是一个救主。
It's not just your savior.
我们能够继续在主的面前追求，而且在生活中彰显出见证的信徒叫做门徒。
We continue to pursue spiritually and manifest that Christ's life in our life, and that is called disciple.
刚刚在我们年轻人的见证里面，你已经发现他们都已经是门徒了。
And you will have noticed through the testimonies of some graduates that they are already disciples.
他们不是只是礼拜天来聚会，他们在周间里面仍然读神的话，继续有属灵的同伴，这个成为门徒。
They are not the Sunday church goers, but during the week, they all dedicate their time to God's word.
主的心意不只停在门徒。
God's will is for us not to simply a disciple.
他要我们进入使徒的身份和地位。
He wants us to pursue being an apostle.
什么叫做使徒呢？
So what is an apostle?
就是有承受基督那里属天来的托付，你为着主奉献生命的人。
An apostle is a disciple who received the divine calling and accepted the calling of Christ to become a disciple, to become an apostle.
刚刚我们的家长或者我们的辅导在这里说，我们要有一个属天来的一个呼召。
And so you will have heard that parents said we need this divine calling from above.
这个要成为使徒，不是你自己说我是使徒。
The fact that you're an apostle is not because you call yourself one.
你要清楚知道神召你的旨意，给你什么托付，而你愿意把生命摆上去。
That you clearly acknowledge and you clearly accepted the divine calling from Jesus and you dedicate yourself in your life.
我们过去十几年来，在我们中间的年轻人一批一批的毕业。
Over the last 10 years or so, we see groups and groups of teenagers graduating from high school.
有没有信徒？
Do we have believers?
当然是有。
Of course we do.
凡是公开受洗的都是信徒。
For all those who have been baptized are believers.
有没有门徒？
Do we have disciples?
我们大部分中间的都是门徒。
I believe that most of them are disciples.
但使徒就不一样。
But...Apostles is a different thing.
从狭义的定义来讲，使徒是跟随过耶稣基督的那十二个人。
Strictly speaking, the apostles are the 12 chosen and the 12 who follow Jesus.
今天不再有了。
We don't have these today.
可是我们如果从圣经里面广义的定义来看，今天仍然有许多的使徒。
But broadly speaking, in the scriptures today, we can also see some apostles.
因为他们从神那里接受那个托付，而且愿意摆上他们的生命去活出来，这就是使徒。
Because they receive the divine calling from Jesus and they dedicate their life to serve Him, and these are the apostles.
今天是我们用来回想一下，我们过去十几年来在我们中间所毕业的年轻人里面，到底仍然停在信徒的阶段呢，还是已经有使徒的托付
？Thinking back over 10 years of graduates.Are we seeing that most of them are staying in the status of being a believer or a disciple, or we see apostles?
今天我看到 Joe 跟 May 坐在那里。
Today I see Joseph and May sitting there.
他是我们这十几年来里面，我从小看他长大，他现在已经结婚了，坐在我们中间。
I saw them as a kid, and now they are a married couple.
我今天看到 Michael Gerald 坐在我们中间。
Now I see Michael and Gerald sitting among us.
他们也是从主日学在 Andy 这个 Helen 的手下教起来的。
And Michael was under the nurturing of Aunt Helen when he was very young.
他们今天已经在学校里面做人的老师。
Now they are teachers in schools.
所以我们看到我们中间确实是从信徒进到门徒一直到使徒，神在我们中间有极大的恩典。
Now I see how much grace God has lavished on us, because I have seen teenagers turning from a believer to a disciple and to apostles.
可是我今天不只对着年轻人讲，我今天要对所有的父母们也讲。
But I'm saying this to all of you, including the parents, not just the graduates.
你今天仍然是一个只是一个信徒吗？
Are you still in the stand of just a believer?
你的儿子们、你的女儿们，他们都已经做门徒、都做使徒了，你今天还停留在信徒的阶段吗？
Your sons and daughters may not be disciples, but are you still a believer?
这是值得我们思想的一个问题。
This is something that we should think about carefully.
今天在这个世界上面，我们说众人涌进主的国度，十架少人扶。
Today, many crowd the Savior's kingdom, but few want to bear the cross.
众人都愿得主赏赐，世界有谁持？
Many would want to seek the prize and honor from Jesus, but few would want to suffer loss.
所以耶稣说，今天我呼召的人多，可是能够跟上我、能够走窄路的人非常的少。
Jesus said, many are called, but few are willing to walk the narrow path with me.
当我们自己没有办法在我们的生命中成为一个门徒的时候，你就没有办法带领你的孩子羡慕那个门徒的生活。
When we cannot make ourselves from being a believer to a disciple, we cannot raise our children to be one.
如果你在神面前没有从他那里领受他那个呼召，愿意为他奉献摆上，你就几乎没有办法来教导你的孩子成为使徒。
If you do not have the clear calling and accept such calling from above,Being an apostle, you cannot raise your children to become one.
从信徒到门徒到使徒，这个关系是渐进的。
From believer to being an apostle, from believer to being a disciple to being an apostle is a developing relationship with Christ.
这也是我们每个人生命要追求向永恒的一个目标跟方向。
And this is our lifetime goal of pursuit spiritually.
更是我们怎么样来教养我们的孩子，把他们养大成人的一个蓝图。
This is also the blueprint of how we raise up our children.
你只供应你的孩子吃穿养大上大学，如果他没有成为一个门徒，最起码没有一个成为门徒的话，那你将来会非常的后悔。
You will regret if you only concentrate on providing your children materially, but without bringing up as at least a disciple, you will regret.
没有方向的人生在永恒里面只能够留下一声叹息。
A life lacking in direction in eternity will only leave a groan at the end.
在圣经里面有一个大家都熟悉的人物叫做罗德。
In the Old Testament, there is one very familiar character called Lot.
他是亚伯拉罕的侄子。
He was the nephew of Abraham.
圣经的定义说他是个失败的信徒。
And according to the scriptures, he was a failed believer.
为什么他失败呢？
Why did he fail?
他的叔父是信心中最伟大的人物。
Because his uncle was the father of faith.
因为他只是跟随他叔父的信仰。
Because he only followed the faith of his uncle.
他停在信徒，他连门徒的地位都没有进去。
He stopped short of becoming a disciple. He remained a believer only.
他受了这个世界的影响，他搬到了索多玛。
He was attracted by the world and moved closer and closer to Sodom.
虽然他不一定搬进那个城，可是他已经受了埃及财富那些世俗观念的影响。
Even though he did not actually move inside Sodom, but he was influenced by Sodom and looking at Sodom as the land of Egypt.
他看中那个眼睛可以看到的财富，重于他看不见那个属灵的祝福。
He focused on the wealth.Of Sodom or the land of Egypt instead of the spiritual abundance.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们活在一个 internet 一个通讯随时可以进入到我们思想生活里面的一个世界。
Today we live in a world of internet that will infiltrate our life.
今天我们到了大学以后，你仍然会有属灵的同伴吗？
When you proceed to college, to campus,Will you still have your spiritual partner?
刚刚我们的父母们也在说，我巴不得，我祷告就是你们到大学以后， 能够尽快的找到教会团契。
You can see the parents' prayers that when you, as soon as you go to campus, the first thing you're going to find is a church and a fellowship.
你的价值观是受世界影响，还是合乎圣经的价值观？
Is your principle of value affected by the world or comply to the biblical scriptures?
我要对着今年马上要毕业的年轻人再有最后的一点劝勉。
And my last exhortation to this year's graduates who will go to college soon.
在两个月以后，你们在基督里面的地位和关系将接受最现实的一个挑战。
In a matter of 2 months, your stand and your relationship in Christ will receive a reality test.
到时候你就会发现你到底只是一个信徒，还是要进是个仍然是个门徒。
You will realize whether you will stay only as a believer or you will become a disciple.
我在这里要挑战，也是勉励你们，在大学的时候你就能够是一个使徒。
I present this challenge to you that you will become apostles of Christ in college.
你在大学里面，你就清楚知道神给你的托付是什么，你就摆上你的生命，活出那个托付。
You will clearly receive the divine calling of Jesus, and you dedicate your life to serve Him.
两年前，在我们同样的毕业聚会的时候，有上大学生的哥哥姐姐们，他们来一起勉励。
In two years ago, in the same graduation Thanksgiving Sunday, there are some graduates that gave us this encouragement.
如果我记得不错的时候，是 Jeffrey 他说到了，说他看到一个统计，90%的到了大学的信徒们。
I believe it was from Jeffrey who said that there is a statistics that 90% of the teenagers going to college
已经是信徒的人。
And those are believers already.
他说如果那些信徒里面做的统计，如果你在第一年内你没有参加任何的团契跟聚会，
And the statistics said that in the first year, if they stop gathering and fellowship,
90%的人以后就再不会追求了。
And 90% of those will stop pursuing Christ.
所以第一年对你来讲是极重要的一个时间。
Therefore the first year is very critical.
我巴不得你不要等到第一年，你第一个月你就找到你属灵的团契。
It's my hope is not the first year we talk about. We hope that in the first week or the first month, you will find your spiritual partner and fellowship.
因为这些统计数字说，第一年你都没有聚会，没有团契，那么你只有10%的机会，你以后还会再回到神的家里。
What the statistics said is that.If you stop gathering and fellowship in your first year, you only have a 10% chance of going back to church and fellowship later on.
当然靠着神的恩典，你可能有够用的恩典，你仍然会在那10%里面蒙到神的祝福。
By the grace of God, perhaps you fall in that 10% that the Lord's grace is sufficient for you and you will return to Him.
但是我从心里面真的巴不得每一位你在进到学校的第一个月、第二个月、第一个学期里面，至少第一个学期里面，你就找到你属灵的同伴和属灵的家。
It is the prayer from my heart that you will find your spiritual partner, your spiritual fellowship in the first week, in the first month, or at least in the first semester.
神要拯救我们的心意，是从信徒到门徒，甚至进到使徒。
The will of God to save us is to.Let us turn from a believer to a disciple and ultimately an apostle.
请我们做父母的跟我们做我们自己是做子女的，我们都朝这个人生的目标方向前进。
Let us all, graduates, teenagers, parents, that we will all pursue the same direction.
请我们一起低头祷告。
Please bow our head in prayer.
恩主，我们感谢你把一批一批的孩子放在我们手中来教养他们。
Dear Lord of Grace, we give thanks to you that you give us groups and groups of children so that we can raise them.
我们感谢你在这个天成教会里面，你一代一代的这些 counselor, 这些辅导们，他们忠心的在教养你的孩子们。
We give thanks to you that you have appointed counselors in this church to nurture these groups and groups of children.
我们为着今年要离开家的这些年轻人，我们求你特别的保护他们。
Lord, we ask you to specially keep this year's graduates who are going to leave their home soon.
就像你保守了我们这里十几年来 一批一批出去的信徒们。
It's the same way that you sustain groups and groups of graduates are leaving home for college in the past 10 years.
主啊，我们感谢你，你带领了不少的人，不但是信徒，而且是门徒。
Lord, we give thanks to you that you let many of them not just be believers but become disciples.
而且我们也真是感恩，我们在他们的身上，我们也看到有许多人已经承受了你的托付，他们今天是在活出一个使徒的生活。
We also give thanks to you that we have seen some who have received your calling and clearly and dedicate their life and live out the likeness of an apostle.
把一切的荣耀赞美都归给主。
May all the glory and praise be with you.
我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We give thanks and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.